Let's get to this next story because this is...
About a week ago, we heard of an incident in South Phoenix between a council member and a cop. There was a fire and the neighbor was Councilman Michael Johnson, who came out and noticed that his, I think it was an older person's home was on fire. So the crew, the fire department crew had arrived, so had police. So he asked the fire chief, hey, can I go and check on and make sure everybody's okay? Fire chief says, sure, go ahead. And he starts approaching the burning home. Well, a cop stops him and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he goes, hey, I'm going in there. And the cop basically says, no, you're not. And then what happens next? Last week, Councilman Johnson said that he was basically just treated like a punching bag. Okay?
Here's what he said last week.
I've asked the U.S. attorney to investigate this and investigate the violation of civil rights. And I'm hoping that through this investigation with the U.S. attorney's office that we will be able to weed out these bad apples or these issues where the civil rights and the violations are being committed.
He basically said he was treated horribly by another cop and that the cop who arrested him is a bad apple.
Right.
That's about the two worst things you can say about a police officer. And if it's true, the police officer deserves it. If it's not true, then we've got a big scandal. And that's where we are today.
Today, we find out that Councilman Johnson kind of sort of admitted he made contact with the officer. In other words, he laid hands on the officer, which you are not supposed to do. So after all this, after the NAACP steps in and after Councilman Johnson goes on television, goes in front of the reporters and
calls
a press conference and asks for the resignation of the police chief as well as this officer and a full investigation. Well, then we heard that he was being investigated as well. And that kind of caught our attention. Why would you, if you didn't do anything, why would you be investigated?
I have no idea. My understanding is that I'm under investigation for aggravated assault on a police officer.
And everybody was under investigation. And this is what we talked about last week. We sat here and said, I don't know who's right. Here's the story. Here's what we know. I don't know if this councilman was thrown down and treated wrong. I don't know if the cop had every right to do it. Today we find out that city councilman Michael Johnson admits to making contact with a police officer, apparently smacking the officer's arm. Let me tell you something. I'm irate because of this. This councilman is an African American, and he used the race card, and he cried racism. And he cried police brutality. And he admitted today, basically, he started the whole thing.
And people came to his defense.
Oscar Tillman came to his defense from the NAACP. And what I said to Oscar Tillman today is this. Shame on you. Shame on you for taking a side before the investigation was done. And you took the side of a councilman who happens to be black. And you took a side just because he was black.
Because he was because of race. Not because you knew the facts.
Because of the color of a man's skin.
Yeah.
What if we reverse this? What if it was
Well, look at the Duke lacrosse case.
Absolutely.
The Duke lacrosse team case, everybody thought those kids who were white and privileged and had, had a life of luxury, those kids should be automatically guilty and punished because of what somebody claimed and made a police police case out of, and then we found out, and the guy who tried to prosecute Nifong, the prosecutor, basically can't find a job because he based his whole career on what this one person said without the investigation being over.
So when we talked about this last week, we were very clear from the start. We don't know what happened. And we're not taking sides.
And what didn't make sense.
But if that cop is wrong, he's done.
Right, he's done and he needs to go. But what we didn't understand is how does the councilman who was a policeman for 20 years not know protocol, not understand what the cop's job is and what he is doing? That always bugged me in the back of my mind. Why did the councilman get arrested when he knows what a cop's job is and he escalated the situation? Well, we now know he escalated the situation
sure he did.
Because he slapped a cop's hand. That's why you had three different cops on you. That's why you got arrested. It has nothing to do with you being black, Councilman. So you know what? We are now calling for you to be removed.
Yeah. You should be removed from the city council.
You have lost all credibility. You don't represent people in a fair and honest way, nor do you treat them in the same way.
You're a fraud. You're a complete fraud.
So how can you be on the council when you're a complete fraud yourself?
Here's the other thing. Why did the councilman decide to admit it today? See, that's the other thing that I'm trying to figure. Either he got word of the investigation. Oh crap! Somebody actually saw me smack the officer's arm.
Hey, maybe I ought to come clean, or else I'm going to look really stupid.
You know what? We don't need to push racial tensions more than they are now. Okay, things are much better than they were years ago, but things are still not great. You do not need somebody using the race card and, excuse me, lying about what happened. And the councilman lied because he basically said that this officer was wrong, threw him down, cuffed him, and he felt like a victim. He called the officer a bad apple. The cop deserves an apology. The councilman should be removed from office. And I'll tell you what.
The Phoenix Police Department are owed an apology, too, from this guy.
This guy worked for the Phoenix Police.
That's
the
what I can't understand.
The councilman used to work for the Phoenix Police Department. I think he had an agenda. I mean, I really do.
To what gain, though?
Because we have the one thing that this councilman brought to our attention was that there were, 100 incidents?
There were 190 incidents, filings of police brutality
over a few years
in Phoenix.
Right.
In Phoenix. Now, again, I don't know whether that's a lot or a little compared to a San Francisco, a Washington, D.C., or a Detroit. I have no idea. But when you go in knowing what you've done and knowing how the system works because you were a cop, what are you expecting to get out of this?
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I don't think there's anything lower than if you're a councilman and you supposedly work for the people. What you did, Councilman Johnson, what you did was you went after a man who is a cop who puts his life on the line every day, and you besmirched him at your press conference with all the media. And now you come out today with your little tail between your legs, and you admit to making contact with a police officer, and you're too gutless to actually make a statement because you are hiding. You are pathetic. It makes me so mad that this became a black versus white thing when it really was a right versus wrong thing.
And of course, Phil Gordon had to be dragged in the middle of it.
There's an internal professional standards investigation with FBI agent signed or participating at the public safety director's request.
So you made the city look bad, and I bet you, I guarantee it, the city will not get an apology from this man.
Well,
I bet you he stays on the city council, too.
Phil Gordon does not have the power to fire a police officer. I believe it's the operations manager in Phoenix. But I don't like Phil Gordon. Personally, he's a nice man. I think he's a terrible mayor. But what I will say here is,
This guy made the city look bad.
I know, but
Gordon's got to do something.
But with Phil Gordon, what he didn't do was jump to worst case scenario. Oh my God, I have a black councilman who got taken down by a white cop. I got to get rid of the white cop. At least Phil Gordon did not do that. What will Phil Gordon do now? Because he does not like to get his hands dirty. He didn't get his hands dirty at the beginning of this.
But he worked with the city council.
I know. Now I want to see him get his hands dirty. What can he do, or what can the city manager do to say, if I'm the cop, I sue the councilman. I sue the councilman because he hurt my good name. He hurt my reputation.
You're not going to get a lot of money, though. That's the thing.
I don't think money's important. I don't think this has anything to do with
money. Well, it's not that he's lost his reputation because he hasn't been fired, and we now know what actually happened, so the guy wasn't disciplined.
This guy went through 2 weeks. This cop, if this is the story, that the councilman admitted to making contact with a police officer, that cop had every right to take this guy down.
I think the guy takes the high road and doesn't sue the councilman.
You think the cop takes the high road?
I think the cop takes the high road and doesn't sue the councilman. although I bet he's ticked. Absolutely.
I'm sure he's feeling better today.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he should be angry, but I think he should take the high road and not sue the councilman. But Phil Gordon has to step up here and say to the council, we either boot this guy or we censure him or something.
Yeah.
That he just can't make these accusations.
And I'll say this and we'll leave it here. If Phil Gordon does something about this and shows some leadership, I'd be thrilled to say something good about the guy on the radio.